Hi, everyone, and welcome back to TurkishClass101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 1, a Turkish job interview. Eric here.
Merhaba, I'm İçten.
In this lesson, you'll learn about intermediate-level plural suffixes. The conversation takes place at a job interview in a social media company.
It's between Özge, Emre, and Selin.
The speakers are an employer and employees, so they'll speak both formal and informal Turkish. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Selin Hanım, toplantı için Onur Beyler geldiler mi?
Gelmediler Emre Bey. Hastaymış. Salı gününü ertelediler.
Tamam, ben Özge Hanım'la görüşmeye gidiyorum. Özge Hanım merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hoş bulduk Emre Bey.
Kreatif metin yazarlığı pozisyonumuza başvurmuşsunuz. Yüksek lisansınızı Tokyo'da yapmışsınız. Ne üzerine?
Pazarlama ve tüketim kültürü üzerine çalıştım.
Çok güzel. Peki sizi Tokyo'lara kadar götüren motivasyon neydi?
Japonya'dan eğitim bursu aldım. Teyzemler de orada yaşıyorlardı.
Peki. Akademik başarınız var ama iş deneyiminiz yok galiba.
Evet. Bu yüzden size başvurmak istedim.
Listen to the conversation with English translation.
Selin Hanım, toplantı için Onur Beyler geldiler mi?
Selin, has Onur come for the meeting?
Gelmediler Emre Bey. Hastaymış. Salı gününü ertelediler.
He hasn't, Emre. He's sick. He postponed it until Tuesday.
Tamam. Ben Özge Hanım'la görüşmeye gidiyorum. Özge Hanım merhaba. Hoş geldiniz.
Okay, I'm going to interview Özge now. Özge, hello, welcome.
Hoş bulduk Emre Bey.
Thanks, Emre.
Kreatif metin yazarlığı pozisyonumuza başvurmuşsunuz. Yüksek lisansınızı Tokyo'da yapmışsınız. Ne üzerine?
You've applied for our creative content writing position, and you did your master's in Tokyo. In what?
Pazarlama ve tüketim kültürü üzerine çalıştım.
I did my work in marketing and consumption culture.
Çok güzel. Peki sizi Tokyo'lara kadar götüren motivasyon neydi?
Very nice. Well, what's the motivation that took you as far as Tokyo?
Japonya'dan eğitim bursu aldım. Teyzemler de orada yaşıyorlardı.
I had a scholarship and my aunt's family lives there as well.
Peki, akademik başarınız var ama iş deneyiminiz yok galiba.
Well, you've had academic success, but no work experience, I guess.
Evet, bu yüzden size başvurmak istedim.
Yes, that's why I applied to your company. So, Özge was having a job interview. That's always a nerve-wracking experience.
That's right. I think that job interviews are something you'll encounter no matter where you are.
That's true. What can you tell us about job interviews in Turkey?
First, you should prepare 2 copies of your CV.
Okay. And should you put a photo on your CV? In some countries, they don't expect one.
In Turkey, you should include one. When you have the interview, dress in smart casual attire and arrive on time.
The last part is very important. Is it okay to ask about salary and benefits in the interview?
Of course. Most companies in Turkey even offer a ticket system for food expenses. They charge a card and you can use it to eat at restaurants.
That's convenient. How about travel to and from work?
Some companies provide buses. The traffic in Istanbul can be very heavy, so buses are a convenient way to get to and from work. If there isn't a bus, you can ask for your travel expenses to be covered.
That's good to know. Listeners, if you check the lesson notes, there are some popular Turkish job hunting sites listed.
That's right. If you go job hunting in Turkey, remember what we said and good luck.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
toplantı.
Meeting.
Toplantı. Toplantı.
Next we have
deneyim.
Experience.
Deneyim. Deneyim.
Next we have
ertelenmek.
To postpone.
Ertelenmek. Ertelenmek.
Next we have
görüşmek.
To discuss, to negotiate.
Görüşmek. Görüşmek.
Next we have
metin.
Text, content.
Metin. Metin.
Next we have
yazar.
Writer, author.
Yazar, yazar.
Next we have
pozisyon.
Position.
Pozisyon, pozisyon.
Next we have
yüksek lisans.
Master's degree.
Yüksek lisans, yüksek lisans.
Next we have
pazarlama.
Marketing.
Pazarlama, pazarlama.
And last,
başvurmak.
To apply.
Başvurmak, başvurmak.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is
davet etmek,
meaning to invite. What can you tell us about this, İçtem?
Davet is a noun that means invitation, and etmek is one of the most important auxiliary verbs.
Together, they mean to invite. When do we use this?
It can be used anytime, whether it's a formal or informal situation.
So, for everything from a casual dinner at your home to a wedding?
That's right. If it's a really informal situation, you can use çağırmak instead.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say kuzenini yemeğe davet ettim.
Which means, I invited your cousin to dinner. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Eğitim bursu.
Meaning education scholarship. Can you break this down for us?
It's a compound noun composed of two different nouns. Eğitim meaning education and burs meaning scholarship.
So education scholarship. What kind of scholarships are there in Turkey?
You can get scholarships from the government or private scholarships from companies. There are different categories of scholarships.
Such as?
There are quite a few, but a couple of them are başarı bursu, meaning scholarship of academic excellence, and gereksinim bursu, meaning grant of necessity.
There are more in the lesson notes. Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say eğitim bursu olarak Japonya'ya gitti ve doktora yaptı.
Which means, he received a scholarship, went to Japan, and did a PhD. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Kreatif metin yazarlığı.
Meaning creative copywriting, content writing. What can you tell us about this?
This is an adjective clause made up of the loan word creative, meaning creative, metin, meaning text, and yazarlık, meaning writer, author.
Are there many loanwords in Turkish?
There are a few. They are usually used for emphasis or style. In this example, the word yaratıcı could have been used instead.
Is this common?
It can be. It's often mocked as being plaza dili, meaning business slang.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
For example, you can say ünlü yazar geçmişinde bir ajansta kreatif metin yazarlığı yapmıştı.
Which means, the famous author did creative copywriting for an agency in her past. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about intermediate plural suffixes. We're going to look at three reasons why these suffixes are used. İçtem, what's the first one?
We can use ler and lar to emphasize respect. In the dialogue, the word Tokyolar was used to express dignity and respect.
These suffixes are used to make a noun or verb plural, right?
Right, but not in this case. The suffix can be added to the object, subject, or verb. For example, Onur Bey toplantı yapıyorlar.
Onur is having a meeting.
In that sentence, lar was added to the verb.
Do you have an example of the same sentence, only where the suffix is added to the object?
For example, Onur Beyler toplantı yapıyor. Turkish is an intensely agglutinative language, so the suffixes demonstrate great diversity due to the vowel harmony rules.
Let's quickly mention the vowel harmony rules.
If the last vowel in the word is a, ı, o, or u, use the suffix with a vowel a. If the last vowel in the word is e, i, ö, or ü, use the e form.
The second reason we will look at in this lesson is to emphasize family.
Right. We can use these suffixes after proper nouns or verbs to show relationships between relatives and make family and collective nouns.
Can you give us an example?
Amcamlar Kanada'ya taşındılar.
My uncle and his family moved to Canada.
The third reason is to imply similarity and repetition.
How is this used?
It can be used to express irony, or that something has reached its peak. It can also mean repetition or similarity.
Can you talk us through those a little?
In the dialogue, Emre was impressed that Özge had studied in Japan, so Tokyolar was used.
And for repetition,
I will give you an example sentence. Yıllar yılı seni düşledim.
I've been dreaming about you for years and years. And for similarity?
Sizler de Orhan Pamuklar gibi yaratıcı olabilirsiniz.
You can be as creative as the likes of Orhan Pamuk.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Turkish on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Turkish lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to turkishclass101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Güle güle.
Selin Hanım, toplantı için Onur Beyler geldiler mi?
Gelmediler Emre Bey. Hastaymış. Salı gününü ertelediler.
Tamam. Ben Özge Hanım'la görüşmeye gidiyorum. Özge Hanım merhaba. Hoş geldiniz.
Hoş bulduk Emre Bey.
Kreatif metin yazarlığı pozisyonumuza başvurmuşsunuz. Yüksek lisansınızı Tokyo'da yapmışsınız. Ne üzerine?
Pazarlama ve tüketim kültürü üzerine çalıştım.
Çok güzel. Peki sizi Tokyo'lara kadar götüren motivasyon neydi?
Japonya'dan eğitim bursu aldım. Teyzemler de orada yaşıyorlardı.
Peki. Akademik başarınız var ama iş deneyiminiz yok galiba.
Evet. Bu yüzden size başvurmak istedim.